This is episode number 111, and you are entering the solo round. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Greatness podcast. Very excited about this episode because it's another solo round. That's right. I've been meeting so many of you out in public while I'm traveling at events who are telling me that you love all the guests I'm bringing on and you're finding so much valuable information from them, especially recently from the Tony Robbins interview. And thank you so much for everyone who's been sharing that and emailing your friends about it and CCing me on there. Continue to share that out there because it's been blowing up the internet right now. So thank you guys so much. But you've been telling me that you really appreciate the solo rounds. You appreciate learning about how I do what I do. Connecting with me on a more personal level, and I'm flattered that you're interested in listening to me. So,
we've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Excited to talk about this one. This one's all about the 10 steps to take your business and life to the next level. So leading into the new year, 2015, this is perfect for people who are getting ready for a new year. If you're in transition from one job to another, you're trying to figure out what to do next, or you feel like you're stuck. Maybe you're stuck in your business or your health or a relationship or just anything in life, and you're trying to figure out, how do I get to the next level? What do I need to do? What are the steps to get to the next level, to take it from where I am now to just another level? You know, I'm all about stepping up and stepping up to the next level as often as possible. And so I always want to make the ceiling my new floor every day. And how do I get to that level? And sometimes I get stuck and I get in a rut sometimes and I have to, follow these steps as well. So I'm excited about this. I'm going to break it down for you guys right now. The 10 steps to taking your business and life to the next level. The first one is you got to set yourself up to win by creating a clear vision for what you want to accomplish. So again, if it's the new year, if you're like, okay, 2015, you can't just go into it saying, oh, it's another year. Now it's time to keep going and keep doing what I'm doing because I'm doing great. You've got to set a clear vision, and I'm doing this for myself right now. And if you haven't done this yet, you're already behind, right? So you want to create a clear vision before you get into January 1st or before you get into a new transition. Set a clear vision for what you want to accomplish, and most importantly, why you want to accomplish it. So a lot of people are driven by, and when we talk about business, they're driven by money. They're like, I just want to make $1 million or $10 million in my company next year or $100 million. And I'm like, okay, well, why? You've got to have a meaning or a purpose behind it. And for me, the more money I make, I'm able to serve more people and I'm able to create better content and I'm able to put on bigger events and serve a bigger audience and hire more people, things like that. So for me, it's all about making money so that I can give back, whether it be content, whether it be building more schools for kids in other countries, whether it be donating more money to other causes that I believe in. It's all about being able to have a reason why you want it. So getting very clear and knowing why you have that clear vision. And what I like to do, guys, I think I've mentioned this a couple times in my podcast before, and a lot of people love this. What I do with my vision is I write down my vision and then I frame it on a wall. So I'll put down, so say you want to make $1 million. You write down $1 million and then I put it in a frame after I sign it and put the date of when it's going to be achieved by. So I call this my certificate of achievement. And I frame it on my wall. I put it up there like a big award that I won. And I look at it every single day, and then I reverse engineer how I'm going to make that happen. How many sales do I need each month to make $1 million by that year? How many new relationships will I need to create, and who will I need to connect with to do business deals? Do I need to hire a sales team, a marketing team? What do I need to do to make this happen? So I first visualize it and feel it in my body. I experience it. I feel it. I smell it. I taste it. I actually put myself physically in that place so that my body is already in tune with that experience. As opposed to it being a new experience, I'm creating the experience for myself each and every day. I wake up, I look at it, I think about it, I put myself there, what it will feel like, what I'll be doing when I have the money to give back, how I'll be able to write checks to build schools, all the different things I want to do with it to serve people. I feel it and embody it every single day. So you got to set a clear vision for what you want to accomplish and why you want to accomplish it. That's step one. Step two, about taking things to the next level. Step two, this is important, very valuable, is assessing where my health is at. So every new year, I assess where my health is at. I'm constantly assessing and getting feedback by just looking in the mirror or by seeing if my clothes fit, right? So I'm constantly assessing and getting feedback. But every time you want to take it to the next level, your health is so crucial in taking anything to the next level. And you may think, well, it doesn't really matter if I'm just trying to make $1 million. It does matter because and even if you think it's not related, it's all related to your health. If your health is not in tune, it is not on point, and that's not at the next level, it's going to hold you back from having clarity and focus. It's going to make you feel more lethargic. It's going to shift your emotions a lot more. It's going to hurt you when you sleep. You're not going to be able to recover as effectively, which is going to give you less energy moving forward in the next day to achieve your vision. So constantly assess your health. Understand that your body is your temple. And if it's not working, then most likely your vision isn't going to be working to the fullest. You know, maybe you're making money and maybe you're hitting that goal or you're doing something where you're hitting that goal. But really, if your health is out of whack and you're not at least a healthy weight and feeling like you have energy and are able to recover, then it's really not to the standard that it should be. And trust me, I've been overweight. I've been, you know, I lost like 30 pounds in 30 days one time a few years ago because my underwear was folded over. Like I had these rolls and my underwear was not fitting. It was just like folding over. And I remember just feeling like, man, I feel really sloppy and lethargic. And I was making money, but I wasn't feeling good. And once I got back on track with that, other things started to work better as well. So definitely, you got to take your body and your health to the next level, whatever that means for you. Maybe it's starting to work out a few times a week. Maybe that's cutting back on foods. But it's really ultimately a lifestyle shift. If you want to get healthy and stay healthy, you've got to completely shift your lifestyle so that it works for you. Okay, so that's number two. Assess where your health is at and then take action and create a game plan on how to get it healthy and keep it healthy. Number three, and this is a big one, guys. This is something that Tony Robbins actually talked about that I'm a big believer in his interview that we did together recently. It's feeding your mind. So I'm constantly picking up challenging hobbies, activities, reading books, taking workshops that support me in overcoming my fears or helping me to get to the next level. And when I feed my mind and I challenge and inspire my mind, it allows me to take my vision to a whole new level. It breaks open anything that's been holding me back by taking on these challenges and learning and growing. I think the key to living is constantly growing. And when we stop growing or stop allowing ourselves to learn new things, and when we stop and we start saying, I've got it all figured out, I'm happy with where I'm at, I don't need to try anything new, I don't need to, I like what I like do already, I don't need to do a new workshop on this information, I don't need to meet new people. When we stop growing, moving, evolving, we start slowly deteriorating and dying. At least that's the way I view it. So I'm constantly feeding my mind. You know, this year I picked up acro yoga with my girlfriend. And I've been doing that for about almost six months now. I'm constantly learning new things on how I didn't know I could do these things with my body. You know, I've been playing sports for years, lots of different sports, and I feel like I can pick those up really quickly. And I'm learning about my body. I'm learning about how it works and how to move more efficiently and effectively and how to recover and how to stretch and mobilize. And that's been amazing. I've been interviewing different types of guests and diving into different books about the brain, which I've never even learned about before. And it's fascinating to me. So I'm constantly taking on, and I did, you know, some intense extreme workshops that really opened me up. And I shared about it in an experience about my childhood rape and really opening up and allowing me to evolve. And I shared about that on a podcast recently. I'll have that linked up here in the show notes so you guys can see that. So I'm constantly feeding my mind. I think if you want to take things to the next level, you got to feed your mind, whatever that is for you. If you don't like books, then listen to podcasts or books on audio. You know, find something to learn, to grow, do something different, and constantly be evolving and picking up new skills. That's going to help you take things to the next level. Number four, this one, you know, they're all big, but this one is probably the biggest. Actually, I can't say that. They're all the biggest, but this one is huge. This one is one of the crucial keys. Like, this is probably the one that, you know, you could have, if you could only have one, I would say this one is the one to step to do because it supports all the others. And that is to hire a coach. Now, again, whatever it is you want to take to the next level, that's where you hire the coach in. If you're in business and you're like, you know, someone just asked me today, they said, Lewis, how do I make $10,000? I want to get to $10,000 a month. And I said, well, you got to invest in it. You got to invest in education to learn it, or you got to hire a coach to support you to getting there. And they go, well, I don't have the money to hire a coach or to learn it or to like invest in a product to support me. And I was like, well, then you can get some free information and you can hustle and figure it out on your own. You know, we have a choice. We all have a choice. And hiring a coach is one of the most powerful decisions that I've made ever. And I had if I did not have a coach in sports, you know, a lot of the lessons that I learned about business or that I know about business, things I know about business, I applied from sports, from what I learned in sports. And I had some successful, amazing coaches that were effective. And when I had them, I was effective. When I had coaches that were not effective, I usually was not as effective. So I will invest and pay top dollar to have someone to coach me on all areas of my life. I've hired coaches in relationships and dating. I've had two different relationship coaches at one time before to support me in my relationships, to make sure that I'm being the most authentic, intimate, loving, honest man that I can be in relationship. And it's been a great, you know, support for me when I had those coaches. In business, I have a coach right now. I have a couple of different coaches actually who support me in business, and I pay top dollar for them. I pay a premium because I want to get premium results. As an athlete, I'm still playing on the USA national team for an Olympic sport called team handball. I have a coach and coaches that support me constantly to give me feedback. Without a coach, it's really hard to get to the next level. Not saying you can't do it on your own, but it's so much easier to have someone to support you and do that. And I recommend hiring someone, paying someone, so it's their job to look out for you. Not just, you know, it's great to have mentors, and I think you should have those as well that you can bounce ideas off of and support back and forth. But hiring a coach is so important. And if you don't have a coach going into 2015, you're missing out. So you really want to make sure you hire someone. And it doesn't matter what level you're at. You could be, you know, looking for a job, just starting out at a college. You can hire a job coach, right? Someone to support you that you pay a smaller fee. It could be like, you know, $100 that you meet with them once a month to look over your resume and what you've been up to, what skills you've been learning. They could give you recommendations, but you pay someone who's an expert at getting to where you want to be. Okay. Wherever you want to be, you hire the person to coach you to get there who's already done it or who's helped other people do it. I have done a lot of coaching in the past for other people, and I charge $5,000 an hour currently. And I only take on a couple people at a time because I make so much money for people when I do this. I've got some really successful students, one that makes almost $300,000 a month now. And before he started working with me, he was making $15,000 a month. And I've got a lot of people that are doubling or tripling their business within 30 days after just applying some simple coaching. And a lot of it is accountability and setting goals and keeping people on track. It's not like anything crazy. It's just keeping people accountable and guiding them to where they want to go with what they are not seeing. And that's something I'm able to do, but there's lots of coaches out there in different ranges who can do this for you. So if you're looking to hire a coach, leave a comment in the show notes here. At the end, I'll tell you where the show notes are of this interview on the blog. And I'll make some recommendations for you as well. I'll have some other people linked up here for you for coaches. Again, I only bring on a couple of people a year at a time just because I'm working on my own business. I only bring on people that I really know are going to take my coaching to the next level for their business and leave a huge ripple effect and an impact in the world. So hire a coach. It's a game changer. Game changer. I'm telling you, if this is one thing you take away from this podcast, is hire a coach. And again, it can be at different ranges, but usually the more premium a coach you hire and invest in for yourself, the more serious you're willing to take their advice and the more committed you are to achieving your vision with that information and with your investment. Again, the more you invest, the more you're going to be dedicated and committed to making it happen. And when people say, well, I don't have that much money to invest in a coach, I've only got a little bit here and there, then you're probably going to get the same results you've always got, because you're not willing to invest to get different results. So you've got to be able to accept where you are then. If you're not willing to do whatever it takes to get to the next level, then quit complaining, quit bitching, and be happy with where you're at. Otherwise, if you want to get to the next level, then you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes. And a coach is a huge part of it. The greatest athletes in the world invest in coaches, and they hire the best coaches to serve them and constantly give them feedback, constantly support them to achieving their goals of winning. Why wouldn't you do that in your life as well if you want to be a great human being and you want to achieve great results in your relationships, in your family, in your health? You know, I've got trainers. I've got a trainer that comes to my house once a week, sometimes twice a week, that works on my body because I want to improve my body, and does mobility and adjusts me and do all the things that I need to do when I'm sore. And again, if I want to be great everywhere, I've got to have great coaches. So hire a coach. That's number four. And I'll have more information in the show notes about how you can find the right coach for you in different areas. Number five, you got to give more to your support team so to take your vision on with you. So you got to make sure that you have a support team first off. An awesome team of people. I've got some incredible people on my team. Sarah, who basically is my life manager. Brittany, who is basically runs my business and is project manage all the different things and things that need to get done in my company. I've got Christine, who does a lot of the writing. She does the editing for this podcast. She is crushing it right now and creating designs for the website and running webinars and all the different things and managing the community for all my the School of Greatness Academy. Big shout out to all the members in the School of Greatness Academy who listen to this episode and these interviews each and every week. I love you guys, and you guys are getting incredible results in your business and your life right now. So big shout out to you guys. But you got to first bring on the right support group. And I've had to go through a lot of different individuals who've been on my team in the past who didn't make the varsity, who basically were on the freshman and the JV squad, and they never stepped up to play on the varsity. Maybe they made the bench, but they never were accountable enough, and they never stepped up enough to play, to be a starter on my team. And so it's a challenge sometimes because I've got a lot of people in my life that I love and support and want to be successful. But if they don't step up after a period of time, they've got to get cut from the team or they got to sit on the bench. And I've been fortunate enough to find amazing players on my team right now who are just dominating and I love very much. And the key to getting the next level, and this is something I constantly practice as well and get to work on because I notice myself slipping at times. The key is having the team and then allowing them to support you to take on your vision with you and you not taking it all on yourself. So allowing your team to support you with your vision with you is so crucial. And sometimes I feel like I need to take it all on myself and this huge weight is on my shoulders. Go ahead and nod right now If you are also someone that takes on the weight of the world of yourself, or you feel like you need to do everything in your business yourself, or your life yourself, or you need to manage your family yourself, and you've just got to take it on because you just want to control it and make sure it's perfect the way you do it and no one else can do it like you. I know, I've been there. I'm a recovering perfectionist as well. And the key to the next level is letting go of having everything perfect your way and allowing others to support you in getting it done and empowering other people to step up and support your vision so that it's 10 times more powerful, so that you get there 10 times faster and it has 10 times more of an impact on what you're creating in the world. That's where it's at. Find the right people and allow them to support you to take on your vision with you. That's number 5.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Number 6 of the 10 steps is express gratitude every single night. Every single night, express your gratitude for what you're most grateful for that day or in that moment. You can do this by writing it down in a journal or by being verbal to someone else and expressing it verbally to someone. I recommend doing both if you want to, really. There's some great apps on iTunes Store for gratitude journals and gratitude apps, and we'll have some of those linked up here as well. So you can go, I think there's some free ones, there's some paid ones, but we'll have a few linked up on how you can express your gratitude and share it out there to the world and things like that. But I really recommend doing it verbally. And almost every night, I express it verbally to someone, usually my girlfriend right now or someone, whoever I'm off the phone with last. I ask them, you know, what are they most grateful for? 3 things for the day. And then I'll express 3 things I'm most grateful for that day. And on my voice message, if someone calls me and I don't pick up, it says, first say that, what you're most grateful for, and then ask me what you want to ask me on the voice message or leave me the message. So I am constantly in the conversation of gratitude. For me, it's so important to practice that daily because whenever I get out of it, I start getting in my head. I start thinking more negative thoughts. I'll put myself down more. I'll start being judgmental towards other people or towards myself. And that never does anything good for anyone. So in order to remove negativity in my life and remove jumping to conclusions and remove anger or frustration or resentment towards people, I instead express gratitude and embody gratitude with every situation. And again, there's times where crap happens and there's shitty moments where, you know, you wish they didn't happen to you, like breaking 3 ribs back-to-back seasons or, you know, losing all your money or making a bad investment and you wish it didn't happen to you or, you know, getting caught in a fire, whatever, where you're like, man, this really sucks. And it's okay to express how much it sucks and be in that crappy, this sucks, I'm in pain, I hate the world mentality. It's okay to express that for a few moments and maybe even 24 hours. But after that, you don't want to continue this negative process. You want to make sure that you let it out in an effective, non-harmful way to anyone, an expressive way, so you get it out of your body and out of your mind, and then go back to gratitude. Okay, here's the lesson. Here's what I can learn from this. Here's what I'm actually grateful about this experience. I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I still have my family. I'm grateful that I still have my legs and I can walk. You know, find the things to be grateful for in every situation, and I feel like that's going to support you in taking it to the next level. When you are ungrateful, it's hard to bring in more abundance to you. When you're grateful, things start to flow your way. That's just something I've learned and something I've noticed about all the people I've interviewed as well. That's number 6. Number 7 This is something that I used to practice back in college when my sister Heidi got me into it, and kind of went away for a few years when I got injured after playing professional football, kind of stopped for a while, and then got back into it again within the last couple years, and more intensely actually in the last probably 9 months to a year. And that's meditate for at least 10 minutes every morning. I think it's valuable to do it in the morning because it sets your intention for the day. It allows you to be grounded and be clear on what you're going to create that day. I think so many people get lost in the shuffle of day-to-day nonsense. And I'm definitely one that does this. I get lost sometimes where I'm like, what just happened? It's 9 o'clock at night. All I did was answer emails all day and check Instagram. And I'm like, I did nothing today. I was a worthless piece of crap. And it's usually the days that I didn't meditate and set my intention and get clear on what I wanted to create that day. And it's probably a day where I didn't look at my vision on the wall and say, okay, this is what I'm up to, and confirming why I'm up to it. You got to have a reason why. Otherwise, when stuff gets challenging or monotonous, you're not going to have a powerful enough reason to continue to supporting and achieving that vision. Hopefully that makes sense for everyone here. So I meditate for about a 10 to 12 minute meditation every morning, probably 90% of mornings. Sometimes I don't when I'm traveling and this and that. And then I also try to do it for 10 minutes every single night. That's just me. I know other people that do it for 30 or 60 minutes every day. I like to do it for 10 minutes and then get up and get going. I also like to, this is also part of number 7, I like to make my bed every morning. And there's something about making your bed, making it look good, and having a clean room, and then starting your day after that. There's something about it that just, it's like you accomplish something. It's like a small win, a small victory, where you know you're taking care of yourself. You know, I've got my life manager, Sarah, who does a lot for me. She cooks like the most healthy meals for me. She, you know, sets my appointments. She schedules everything. She reads a lot of books for me and does research for me. She's incredible. But I want to make sure that I'm doing like something for myself, right? Something where I'm like, it's ownership of my bed and my room and like taking care of it and cleaning it and being clean and neat. And making my bed and meditating every morning is something that I believe will support you in getting to the next level. It's having that small victory in the morning, setting your attention, being clear on what you want to create, and again, having that kind of little mini win before you get into, you know, brushing your teeth or emails or your business or your vision. Okay. So that's number 7. Number 8, man, this is powerful. After you wake up as well in the morning, say thank you. Say thank you. This is something I got from another guest we've had on the show, I think 2 or 3 times now, Mr. Chris Lee. For those that like the episodes with Chris Lee, we'll get him back on here sometime soon. But he told me something that he does every morning where he says, thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for my health. Again, it's a part of being grateful, but it's saying thank you in the morning really to another day. Thank you for me waking up and being grateful for that experience. So it's just something you kind of say to yourself or something out loud by yourself, but just being thankful that you're still here and acknowledging that. So that's number 8. Number 9 is leading into this, what I just mentioned, is acknowledgement. Now, this is something I've been really focusing on over the last year, is acknowledging 2 people. 1, myself, and 2, others. So a lot of people can acknowledge other people, but they really never acknowledge themselves, or vice versa. Some people are really good at acknowledging themselves. Look how good I am, and let me acknowledge myself and talk about all the great things I'm doing, but they never acknowledge other people. I think it's valuable to do both. I think it's important to acknowledge what you've been creating. We're up to big things in the world. We have big dreams. We have big visions, and we want to make a difference. You deserve to be acknowledged for your efforts. And if no one else is going to acknowledge you, then you need to acknowledge yourself. You need to really love yourself more. As cheesy or as lame as that may sound for some people, you need to really love yourself more and stop beating yourself up. Start loving yourself more, forgiving yourself. The only one you're hurting by beating yourself up is you. It's not worth it. You're worth way more than that to be beaten up. And there's people that are listening to this right now who know who you are. You know who you are because you beat yourself up It may be little digs to yourself constantly. It may just be that voice in your head that says, I'm not good enough. I don't look good enough. I'm ugly. I'm fat. I'm lazy. I'm worthless. I don't have any money. You know who you are. I'm speaking directly to you right now. It's time to let go of that silly, worthless conversation that you've been telling yourself for so long and start acknowledging yourself and loving yourself more. I'm telling you, if you want to get to the next level, for those who know who I'm talking to right now, this could be one of the biggest breakthroughs you have, is by loving yourself and acknowledging yourself more and letting go of the conversation of you're not enough. So for whoever this is, whoever I'm speaking to directly right now, whoever this is striking a chord with, whoever's heart is pounding a little faster right now because they think they can never do this, I want you to email me after this interview, lewis@lewishouse.com. I want you to email me after this episode and let me know if you have any questions about this or how I can support you, or if you're ready to stop negative thoughts coming into your mind and you're ready to stop the conversation of you're not enough. I want you to email me, lewis@lewishouse.com, because I want to hear from you guys. I know your pain. I've been there many, many years of my whole life, and I'm telling you, it's not worth it. You want to let it go ASAP because it's only going to get a lot better in your life once you do. Acknowledging yourself. But also what I've been doing is acknowledging others a lot more. And sometimes it's scary to acknowledge people. I'll tell you what, I acknowledged Tony Robbins on my interview recently, and I was like kind of scared to just acknowledge him. It's a very intimate, personal experience when you acknowledge someone and you look them in the eyes and say, I acknowledge you for X, Y, and Z. And you speak into that. It's, for me at least, it's a little intimidating and raw and vulnerable and intimate. And it's a little scary to see how someone's going to react. Some people are closed off to it completely. When I acknowledge people, some people are so closed off to it and it's hard for them to receive it. Some people are very comfortable. And, you know, it's just something that we're not used to doing. But I'll tell you what, you want to get to the next level, you've got to acknowledge people for the gifts they bring to the world, for what they're doing for you, the people on your team, your family, your friends, your husband, your wife. Acknowledge them. And it doesn't have to be every single day, but acknowledge them when you feel the moment is right. And, you know, don't hold back your feelings and your expressiveness. Acknowledge people and acknowledge yourself. That's number 9. Number 10, and there are many other things you guys can do to take things to the next level, but these are 10 solid ways to start with to take your business, your life, anything to the next level, 2015, whatever it is, to the next level. These are just the first 10 things that you can do. Number 10 is create something to give back. Create something to give back. For me, I want to serve 100 million people to support them in making a full-time living around doing what they love. That's my mission. That's my current vision. My mission, my purpose is to support people, whether it be the inspiration to get them off the couch and start taking action towards what they love doing and learning how to make money around it, whether it's through my education of my online training programs, whether it's through speaking at events, whether it's through the podcast, the videos I create, all the different things that I'm creating are to serve that mission. Whether it's through me going after my own dreams and goals of playing in the Olympics and showing people what's possible for their lives to go after what they want. You know, everything I'm up to right now is to serve that mission. And I'm constantly giving back. I'm constantly creating programs to support and serve people. This is a completely free podcast that I do to give back, to reach more people. And I'm constantly looking for ways to distribute this content so that it gets shared and people receive this information and are able to apply and use it from the greatest minds that I can find and connect with and bring them on and interview for you as well. So create something to give back. I'm constantly giving money away. I'm supporting people. I'm supporting causes. I'm on the advisory board for a great organization called Pencils of Promise, where we build schools all over the world in developing countries where kids cannot afford to have schooling. And we build schools. I've built a number of schools. I've brought a lot of people into the organization who build schools. So again, find something to create, to give back. Find a way to serve others and be thankful and grateful for what you have by paying it forward and paying it back. Okay. So that is number 10. I just covered a lot here in these 10 steps for how to take your business and life to the next level. Now I want to hear from you guys. I want you guys to go to the show notes at lewishouse.com/111. That's 111. lewishouse.com/111. I want you to go to the show notes and leave a comment in the notes below the show notes, in the comment section, and let me know which one of these points speaks loudest to you. Which one have you either maybe been missing out on that you're ready to take action on? Which one also works the best for you? Which one do you see? Yes, you know what? Point number 4, hiring a coach, that works. When I do that, I get results and I get to the next level. So tell me what one speaks to you, which one you're going to take on that you maybe aren't doing yet and you're committed to taking on. And maybe it's all 10 of them, and that'd be great because I want you to. I want you to make this a lifestyle for yourself for the rest of your life. And then also tell me one that works for you. So one you're taking on, at least one, and then one that already works for you and you know is effective. You guys are incredible. I am so blessed and grateful for all of you for listening to this podcast, for being a part of it, for sharing it. You know, I've been getting a lot of emails lately from people who just tell me they love the Tony Robbins interview so much, and you guys have been messaging out to other people with the link and CCing me in the email, and feel free to do that for this one as well. It's lewis@lewishouse.com. If you feel like there's someone in your life who could use this message, or maybe you would be inspired to this message, they want to get their life, their business, their health, relationship to the next level, feel free to email them this link, lewishouse.com/111, and CC me in the email. It's lewis@lewishouse.com. I am so blessed and grateful that you are part of this community, of the School of Greatness community, that you continue to commit yourself to striving towards greatness yourself, that you're continually sharing these episodes and commenting and posting and being a part of this community. But again, I am just so grateful, so blessed that you guys are a part of this community. It would not be as big as it is right now without all of you guys. And very, very blessed and grateful. It's just an honor to be able to create information and these episodes each week for you guys. And I've got some incredible guests coming up. I'm so freaking pumped for who I've got coming up right now. I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but I want to make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, just go on your iPhone or your Android and click on the subscribe button on the podcast app. And please leave me a review. I would love to get your feedback on this podcast as well. I've asked you guys to do a bunch of things so far at the end of this interview, this episode. I keep calling it an interview when I'm just interviewing myself, I guess. I've asked you guys to do a bunch, but I appreciate you. You guys are incredible, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.